This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Morning, Dion.
Good morning, Brad.
Dark and cold, eh?
It's cold. Well, it's, you know, it's not too... I took the dogs out a little bit earlier, and it's not too cold yet, but you know how it works. As you approach sunrise, the temperature just suddenly drops. So I'm sure it'll get pretty close to zero by the time I need to leave for work.
Goodness. So I had a look this morning just because I was curious. When is it going to be sunrise in Amsterdam today? Is it today, Thursday, 12th of December, 8:42. So it's still a while.
8:42.
Still
oh,
an hour
goodness.
And a bit.
An hour and a bit. You're absolutely right. Yeah, you do get used to the dark. I'm sorry to say, you know, you leave for work and it's dark, and you come home from work and it's dark. So, but the promise of summer is coming. Yesterday, Megan told me it's only 2 weeks until the days start getting longer.
You see, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to hold on to. That's the thing you're chasing.
Amen.
The positive side of things. Dion, always a pleasure to connect. This is not your first festive season there, but this is the first one where you're in the Netherlands together with most of your family. So, I mean, that's going to make for a bit of a change this year, right?
Absolutely, Brad. So, yeah, what a wonderful blessing to be here with Megan and with Liam. And we actually have some other family coming. Megan's
Oh, nice.
Brother and his wife are coming from London, and a cousin and wife and kids. They're also coming to Amsterdam. So we're going to have a wonderful family Christmas together here in Amsterdam. And it really is, you know, it's a beautiful time, Brad. And this was what I messaged you about,
yes.
You know, to really connect with people who mean so much to us. The good news is that no matter where you are, in sort of most of the Western world, at least, you know, Christmas is a time, a downtime. You know, most economies slow down a little bit. People don't have to be at work unless they're in the service industry. But even there, it slows down a little bit. And it's a time for us to connect with others. Now, what struck me this week, Brad, and this is what I wanted to chat to you about briefly, was the day before yesterday, I went for a haircut. My hair was getting a little long, and I thought, let me go for a haircut. And I found in Amsterdam a wonderful Turkish barber. He doesn't speak either English or Dutch.
So interesting.
We sort of communicate via hand signs. It's in a, you know, his a kapsalon, his barbershop is in a sort of Turkish area. And so I went in for a haircut and sort of showed him, you know, I've been there a few times before. But what really struck me was just how absolutely attentive he was to the task that he was doing. You know, so for the 25 or 30 minutes that he cut my hair, nothing interfered. You know, he didn't check his phone. He didn't, you know, look out the window, look at the TV. He just paid absolute attention to me and to what he was doing. And you know, there was something quite special about that. I realized suddenly that in that moment, and this is not a, you know, a sad thing. I think it's just the reality. That was probably the most attentive that any other human being has been to me in more than, you know, a week or two, you know. Like all of us, you know, my dear darling wife, Megan, she's busy. She's at work. She, you know, has responsibilities. Liam's coming and going for school. My students, my colleagues, all of us are busy. And I suddenly thought, you know, Christmas, this year at Christmas, we really could give one another a very, very special gift, the gift of attention. Now, of course, the one thing that we do need to know is that God is incredibly attentive to us. I was reminded of that scripture verse where it says, you know, the Lord's eye is on the sparrow. You know, he's looking out for us even more than he looks out for the average bird. You know, it says, you know, related to my haircut, he numbers the hairs on our heads. So God is so incredibly attentive to each one of us. He knows us by name. He knows our rising and our going to sleep, the psalmist says. He pays absolute attention to us. Now, if God is that way with us, I wonder whether that isn't also an invitation for us to be that way with our loved ones. For a large part of my life, I was incredibly busy. Leading campaigns and then responsibilities at work, and I would often find myself at these kinds of events, a Christmas dinner or a lunch, having to answer an urgent email, sort out some crisis between staff and students, and I've seen those people before. I never really saw myself in that way, but I was that way. That wife or that husband who's sitting in the corner while everybody else is involved in the festivities, replying to their WhatsApps or sending an urgent email. Heaven help, I think today, even, just watching some Instagram reels or whatever it is. So, Brad, I was really convicted by my Turkish barber. The Lord spoke to me and said, "Dion, I want you to be attentive this Christmas. I want you to give the gift of time, of presence, and of attention to the people that I love and the people that you love." And so that's what I'm going to try and do this Christmas. I'm going to put my phone away, for those 2, 3 days. You can't find me, and that's okay. I just want to be with the people that I love.
Oh, that's amazing. Yesterday I walked from where I had parked to pop into a local supermarket, and where I parked was sort of in the back, and I walked past the door where the staff would come out. Sort of they need to buzz themselves in with a fingerprint or whatever, and so they had used that small area there to sort of, I guess, they're relaxing, they've got some lunch, and they're all just kind of taking some time off, I guess, in different shifts. So there were about 25 employees of the supermarket altogether. It could have been about 30 of them. They were all facing in one direction, like they were in a movie theater. It was weird, but they were just sitting down on a little wall and on the pavement. They were all facing the one direction. Some were sitting next to each other in little groups of two or three, and most were on their own, and with the exception of two people. So let's assume there were 30. 28 of them were on their phones, all looking in the same direction. It was a wonderful advert for, I don't know, what might be wrong with all of us in society. And two were interacting with each other. And I thought, who's gaining the most value here? The two people
Sure.
that are talking to each other and clearly very animated, they must be telling each other some wonderful story about something. And then the other, say 28, all staring in the same direction, all looking at their phones. And I wondered, where are we connecting with one another? Where does somebody just need to share their heart about something, or share their joy about something, or tell them something exciting that's happened or that's coming up? Are we missing the opportunities to just connect with real people about real life stuff? And sometimes we just need someone to hear us. And
Yeah.
maybe it's the difference between thank you for listening and nobody cares. So I think what you've said is so important this morning, Dion.
Brad, and isn't it true, the moment you stop living in the space where you actually are, the moment you enter into the world of your phone, you're actually in a different place. And that body language, that lack of presence, that lack of attentiveness, it communicates so clearly. It says to people, "Don't bother me. I'm busy with something else. I'm deliberately putting up this sort of wall to keep you out." And I think the point you've just made is, it really it we can miss the opportunities that people might just need for a little bit of connection. Sometimes a greater moment of needing to share something, but sometimes also just simple connection. So thanks, Brad. And I know it's not easy, and particularly I think for people who have responsibilities, one needs to mediate that. But let's not fall into the excuse of just checking out.
You're right. That's the voice of Professor Dion Foster, who's still got to wait a while before he can head out in the cold to get to where he needs to get to out there in Amsterdam. We so appreciate your time. And now we know it's also early for you there. And we're so grateful. Thanks for your heart. And have yourself a really great day and stay warm.
Thanks, Brad. And just as we end,
Yes.
I'm going to take with me into the day today that wonderful saying that gammon does not have any fiber.
You listened. Thanks, Dion.
Bless
Take care.
you. Bye then.
Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.